You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, it's Arby, and I'm doing a show tonight because that one guy, G-Ad, he's not going to be around. He's in jail tonight ever since that thing happened last week. He spent the week in jail. He can't afford bail money. The PCN Patreon can't even pay for it because we don't want to. So I think he'll be out by next week, though. Let's hope. But yeah, there's definitely not going to be a G-Ad Art of Phone Larking show tonight. But hopefully someone will take his place. I was planning on just doing a quick pre-show today. But who knows, maybe I'll go a little bit longer since G-Ad won't be around. Probably not too much longer, though. I don't want to overstay my welcome. But I do have plans tonight. I received a list quite a while ago from a guy named Adam, and it's another homeowners association thing, and he says he can't call it because that would be breaking the rules on phonelosers.com/rules, because you're not supposed to prank locally. So I guess he lives in this little thing, this nice neighborhood thing, and oh, if you guys feel bad about G-Ad being in jail, don't worry. I sent him $20 so he can get, like, candy bars and stuff from the commissary. And I think he's doing just fine. It's just county jail. It's not a big deal. So don't worry about G-Ad. He's not in prison. He's not getting butt raped or anything. He's just in jail for a little while. It's not a big deal. And he thought he'd be out by tonight, but it didn't happen. So it's probably going to happen. He probably has to spend the weekend in jail, and then maybe on Monday the public defender can help get him out. Maybe that's what he's hoping for. That was supposed to happen this week, but it didn't. Yeah, I'll prank the jail. Kurez says we should social engineer him out. That's a great idea. I'm sure that would work. I don't have a phone number for this homeowners association that we're going to prank tonight, so I am choosing like the last number on the list, the last name on the list. And I used his number as my caller ID, so he's going to get all the fallout from this. Teehee. So I guess we'll get started. I'm doing homeowners association pranks tonight. And I'm counting on the chat room to tell me what to say to homeowners association people. There's like 30 or 40 numbers, I guess. All right, I'm going to quit talking about it and just call. I don't know what to start with.
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
How you doing Roy? Tonight?
Good.
That's good. I'm actually in jail tonight, and I wanted to know if you and Shannon would bail me out.
This is who?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. I work here at the office.
At the office?
Yes. And they threw me in jail for drunk driving tonight. And I really need someone to bail me out. I was wondering if you and Shannon could come down to the police station and just get me out.
Which homeowners?
The one that you use.
Roy, where do you live again?
I'm in the neighborhood. I live over on Cambridge Green Drive. Very close to you, so we're neighbors. We should be neighborly. But I really need someone to come and bail me out.
Hang on.
It's just
you live on Kim.
Yeah, it's just $500. $500. That's all I need. I'll pay you back. I mean, they'll give it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hang on.
They'll give it to you back. Okay.
It's not a question of money, but tell me again. Which house? Where on Cambridge Green Drive?
Why do you need to know that?
Pick my. Why would I come and bail you out?
Well, it's not at my house. I'm not in jail at my house. I'm at the police station.
Then why did you call us? I'm sorry.
Well, because it's in your contract for the Homeowners Association. If I get in any trouble, you have to come and bail me out. You signed a paper.
What?
You signed a paper and you pay your dues every month, and you have to come and bail me out. It's in the contract. It's in your agreement.
So why do I have to bail you out, though?
I'd do the same for you, probably.
Okay.
Can you come and bail me out?
Give me your home number, please.
What?
No, just give me your home address, please.
What for? What are you going to do with it?
I just want to call somebody up else and ask them before I do anything.
Who are you going to call?
Why do you care? Just give me the number.
Why do you care? What are you doing? Why are you being difficult about this?
Because I don't understand. Roy, I've never heard of you. You said Cambridge Green Drive. I don't know where that is. There are so many houses.
Oh, you don't know where Cambridge Green is.
If you're so
Cambridge Green is,
you're calling me for bail, you should at least tell me something more about yourself.
That's one of the main streets, what? Cambridge Green Drive. How do you not know where Cambridge Green Drive is?
What's your last name, please?
Zurbel.
What's your last name?
Zurbel.
Zurbel.
Yup. Can you bail me out then?
What's your last name? Spell it out, please.
Do you know where Oxford Commons Drive is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's right off of Oxford Commons Drive. It's like just, it's right at the end of that.
What's your home number, though?
Well, I'm not there. I'm in jail. And they won't take calls at the jail.
Your number of your home, 8111-901190. What's the number of your home? I don't want the phone number. Your home number.
Yeah, but what are you going to... I'm not home, you idiot.
I don't care. Just give it to me.
All right. 9004. But that's not an invitation to come to my house. I don't want people just dropping by at my house. I'm not...
Roy, you're being really rude. I'm not going to come over to your house. If I don't know who you are, why would I suddenly decide to come over?
I don't know. Maybe you'd want to come over and borrow something, like borrow my lawnmower or something. I just don't want that to start. I don't want to start that.
Roy, with that kind of attitude, you'll call the wrong person to help you out.
No, you are legally obligated to help me, to bail me out. It's in your contract.
Let me check.
Look at your contract.
Okay, I'll look into my contract and I'll call you back.
You can't call me back. I'm in jail.
Call me back after 15 minutes.
No, I only get one phone call, stupid.
Then you better call somebody else.
Well, I've already called you. You're my only hope.
But why did you pick me?
Because you're the first person on the list, on my list here of homeowners.
Let me check with Steve and...
Who the fuck's Steve?
Let me check. I got to understand. So which police station are you in?
The local one. Is Shannon there? Maybe Shannon will talk to me. Maybe she'll be nicer.
Are you the guy who drives a pickup truck?
Sometimes. I have a pickup truck and I have an Audi.
You have an Audi?
Yeah. It's better than a BMW and a pickup truck put together. Ba-dum-tsh. Where's Shannon? Is Shannon there?
And what kind of Audi is that?
I don't have to tell you. Why do you need all my information? Are you gonna break into my house because you know I'm not there?
Why would I break into your house?
Well, if someone, why are you asking for my address?
That I'm going to break into your house.
You just told me you're not going to visit me. So why else would you need my address?
Yeah, I'm just trying to place a. Roy, I'm trying to help you out. I'm just trying to picture you.
You're trying to picture me. You don't even know where the street is. So how are you going to picture my house?
Then you know what? You're wasted your call.
Well,
how about that?
I'm kicking you out of the homeowners. You're going to have to leave the neighborhood if you don't bail me out.
Yes. That's fine.
And I'm going to egg your house.
You can egg my house. Perfect. Do that.
But also, I'm going to kick you out of the Homeowners Association.
Let me call up Steve and I'll find out.
You won't have our protection anymore.
That's fine.
Then you'll be sorry. Yeah, he's gone. Well, that was fun. So, Steve. I've got to remember the name Steve.
Hello?
Hey, can you go to my house and let my pets out to poop?
Pets?
Yeah, I have two.
I don't know who you are, Roy.
I have two dogs.
That's why I was asking those questions. I'm not doing any of that thing.
But I have two dogs.
That's fine. I know you have two dogs, but I'm not going anywhere. Let me find out. Let me talk to some other people and find out.
They're going
to
poop.
And the other thing is,
don't you believe me?
No, I don't.
I'll give you my alarm code.
I don't want to know your alarm code.
And I'll tell you where the key is. I need someone to let my dogs out.
But didn't you not mention that you could only make one phone call? This is the second one.
They weren't looking, so I just dialed real quick.
Yeah, so you should call up somebody else.
They didn't even notice. But I think they're looking now. I need someone to let my dogs out. They're going to tear up my furniture.
That's fine. Dogs can wait for a little bit of time. Let me go make some phone calls.
No, I've been in jail for 4 hours now. They really need to go outside.
Okay. 9004. I'm not going, Roy. And
why'd you say my address then?
What?
Why'd you just say my address if you're not going there?
Because this is the address you gave me.
Because now you're just taunting me. Yeah, but you said you're not going there.
I'm not taunt.
You're an asshole.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm kicking you out. Kicking you out of your house. Well, we're having pretty good luck so far. That was my first phone call, and he answered both times. So that's good. All right, so what am I saying to the next person, you guys? That was Kuraz's idea, by the way. Thanks, Kuraz. Calling the next one.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hey, Aaron. It's Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know we have several complaints here from the other neighbors about all of your bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And we just need you to stop.
And what Homeowners Association would you be with?
How many homeowners associations are you with?
Well, what is your last name?
Gerbel. Do you believe me yet?
No, I don't. Okay. What's your address?
I don't know why you're giving me shit. I'm just trying to tell you about a problem we have.
And what's your position in the homeowners board? Because I don't know you.
I work with Steve.
And what's Steve's last name?
I don't have to tell you that. Look, you just need to cut out. You need to cut out your bullshit, lady.
Excuse me.
You and Andrew need to cut out your bullshit.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but it's really sick and twisted. Well, and you need to get a life.
No, you're the one that's twisted with all your bullshit. We have a no bullshit policy. Damn it.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Margaret?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it Carol?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Carol. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. And
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel. I work with Steve. I just need to let you know that there's a sexual predator living in the neighborhood.
Oh.
And
Roy, where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah, well, you said you live in our neighborhood, but what's your address?
No, I didn't actually say that at all. I said I'm with the Homeowners Association, but I do live over on Cambridge Green Drive.
Oh. Okay, because I can look up your address.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just...
I know how that works. I know what a phone book is.
Yes. No. Oh! You're not in the cul-de-sac. No.
Correct, yeah. I'm over...
You are?
No, I said I'm not. I'm over on Cambridge Green. It doesn't matter where I live. I'm just letting you know that there is a sexual predator in the neighborhood.
Are they residing or just lurking?
No, they actually live in the neighborhood.
Oh, so I have to go on the sexual offender registry.
Yeah, his name is Donahue Moeller. He lives over on Drive.
You're playing a prank on me.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not, ma'am. Why would this be a prank? How would this be funny?
Because that's our two last names.
Well, his name's Donahue.
Mine?
Yeah, Donahue Moeller.
And the caller ID says David.
That's my partner.
Okay, so I'm not a sexual predator, so...
I didn't say you were. I said Donahue is. Donahue Mueller.
They're two individual people.
You know the sexual predators? We can kick you out for that.
Do I have to call the police?
No, of course not. They're allowed to live somewhere. They've already been convicted and everything. So you're not going to get them arrested again for not doing anything. I'm just alerting the neighbors.
Well, you're calling my home, and you're
How
using
else
both
would I
of
alert?
Our you're using both of our surnames.
Oh, surnames. Fancy speak there.
So I'm calling the police.
You think you're English or something?
No, okay. But if this is a joke or a prank, this is sad, but I am calling the police.
Oh. Yeah, so there's a bunch of names at this address that I just did, and I kind of assumed that Donahue was a first name. I thought I was giving her husband's name, but apparently not. I gave two surnames. I'm gonna try that one again, though. That was sort of Evil Idea's idea. But I changed it.
This is the Lion family. Leave us a message.
Hello.
Hello, Todd?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. I just needed a... I'm required to call everyone in the neighborhood and let them know that there's a sexual predator living in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And it's a female, actually. Her name is Kimberly.
Okay.
She lives over there on Drive.
Okay.
So I just wanted to alert everyone and let them know. Watch out for Kimberly.
Yeah, who is this?
I told you already, I'm Roy.
Roy who?
Jurbel from the Homeowners Association.
I don't know anything about you.
Okay. Well, I just told you who I am. Why
well,
I'm calling.
Yeah, and we just called the police on you, too, by the way.
You just did? What do you mean you just did?
Some people from the homeowners have called the police on you.
Oh, they've already called you?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you are funny.
No, I said that's funny, not me. I'm not very funny.
No, you're not. I wish you'd show up at my doorstep.
Oh, really?
I wish you'd show up at my doorstep.
Can I come over?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Now I'll see ya.
All right, honey baby.
All right, you ass.
Okay. All right, I think these are over. Because how did they notify everyone that quickly? How'd they do that? It's probably why nobody's answering. How could they do that? This homeowners association is on top of shit. All right, so thanks. Adam, for sending me that list of homeowners association numbers. Apparently they're smarter than us. So you guys, I have two choices right now. Choice number one is we can call people from the rowing club. And it's like, you know, they get in rowboats or canoes or whatever and they row together. I have a list of everyone in the rowing club sent to me by a listener. Or I could call some church people. Church people are hilarious sometimes. So everyone vote. You make sure you say your vote three times in a row in the chat room. Quickly. If you want to do the rowing club, hit number one. But hit it three times. One, enter, one, enter, one, enter. If you want to do the church people, number two, enter, number two, enter, number two, enter. So, wow, okay. It kind of looks like a tie to me. I can't tell. So once again, number one for the growing team. The more times you hit number one and enter, the more votes you get. And number two for the church people. I can't tell who won, honestly. I think maybe I'll just do the rowing team because I already have the list up here. Maybe I'll do like a half hour of each. Like, I have no idea, though, what to say to the rowing team. The rowing club, I mean. So I definitely need ideas for that. It's just a list of all these people. Okay, here, I'm going to read the email that I received from someone. This is a submission from someone named XXIIOOIIXX. And she says, I think it's a she, just by random chance while searching for Excel templates, I found a list of contact numbers for the rowing club in a certain city. I listen to the show, and I know you just love lists of numbers, so I decided to email it to you. Looks like it was last updated within a year, so hopefully you can have some fun with the numbers. And she gives me a list of... I mean, she gives me a URL of the actual, you know, where the place is located. They have a website of them rowing in rowboats. Neon Like Bjork wants me to ask if they shave each other before meets. Maybe I can just tell them they
Please
don't...
Please enter your numeric message after the tone.
What? Holy shit, what? A pager? Those still exist, apparently. Okay, that was a pager. I should change my number to something in the area that they live in. Actually, I'm going to change my number to... I'll go to the URL and see if they have a phone number on there first. Contact us. Nope, I see no phone number. So I'm going to use the phone number of the pager, because apparently pagers still exist today. And they still sound like they did in the 90s. How did the Homeowners Association know that I was going to call everyone? Like, how did they even think to do that that quickly?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice
message.
That's
really weird. I don't understand.
Your call has been forwarded.
So when I do my pre-recorded shows during the days, this is pretty much what it is. It's just ringing and answering machines, disconnected numbers. Spend like 6 hours.
Hello.
Hi, I was calling for Sharon.
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy from the rowing club.
Oh, okay. Hold on here, Roy.
Okay.
Sure. Yep. Roy from rowing.
Hello.
Hey, Sharon. It's Roy from the rowing club.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Not too bad. I just needed to address some complaints we'd received about you. Everyone is
about
saying,
me?
Yeah, they're saying that you don't shave your armpits, and it's kind of gross.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with the rowing club. And I'm required to call and let you know about this problem. Like, people have been complaining about you.
Is this the adults or the juniors?
The adults.
And Roy, what is your last name?
Gerbel.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. We just need you. It's not a big deal. We just need you to please shave your armpits. We're not kicking you out or anything. If you just shave your armpits, because it's grossing people out.
You are disgusting.
I'm disgusting? Excuse me? Ma'am? Sharon? Hello? I wonder if I call back if angry boyfriend husband will... Oh, now it's busy. She's dialing 911.
Hello?
Hey, could you tell Sharon that she's not welcome to come back if she's not going to shave her armpits?
Yeah, I'll be glad to tell her, asshole.
Okay, because it's really... All right, got called an asshole. Whatever. Just trying to do my job when they call me an asshole. A lot of females in the rowing club. For all you males out there that are looking for females, maybe try joining the rowing club. A lot of females there.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh. Hello? Is this Lisa?
It is.
Hey, Lisa. This is Dave from the Rowing Club.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm traveling. What can I do for you?
Well, I just needed to address some complaints we had about you in the rowing club. Everyone is saying that you're grunting too loud whenever you row. And you're just going to have to kind of tone down the grunting.
What are you talking about?
You know, when you row the boat, you're grunting too much. Maybe you're not aware of it.
I haven't even been rowing this year. You have the wrong person?
No, this what is rowing Lisa. Club? The rowing club.
Right? I haven't rowed this year once.
Okay, I didn't say it was this year, did I? I'm just saying, if you want to come back, you need to stop with the grunting.
I don't know who this is. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke at all, ma'am. My name is Dave.
Dave who?
Gerbel.
I'm sorry?
Gerbel.
Dave who?
No, not who.
Who's the president of the rowing club?
I don't have to tell you shit, ma'am. I just, all I know is you need to stop grunting. It's like a really weird, bizarre sexual grunting sounds that you're making, and it's kind of gross. And she's gone. Thanks, Sinks, for that idea that didn't work. It's all your fault. All right, let me find a song or two to play while I go feed my fish. Somebody requested this earlier. This is Rabbi McRafferson.
Amway Arena!
Be right back.
I'm a rapper, but it doesn't even matter. Cause when I see red, I'm a disaster to plaster. I punch the wall faster. Wall punch master, plaster blaster. I'm so pissed, I don't give a fuck though. Taking my fist and start beating at the stucco. Mom, stop being a bitch. Take me to the mall or the walls all fall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall. I'm so pissed, I can't handle it. Ball up my fist, give the wall knuckle sandwiches. Fuck this plaster, I wall punch daily. Uppercut mainly. Hadouken, boopin. Don't judge me, you don't know me. Try and walk a mile in my fucking shoes. Front page news, speaking of shoes. Mom, take me to the mall. No? I'll punch the fucking wall. Destruction.
Plaster eruption.
I'm gonna give the fucking wall a concussion. This song's a hit, going out to all crews. The number one song for you to punch walls to. So tough, with a real short fuse.
Yeah.
Mom won't take me to the mall. Huh? I'll punch the wall. The number one wall puncher in my town. My mom or the wall's not gonna boss me around. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall.
Punch, punch
the wall.
So I guess we're doing a church directory right now. It's a picture church directory, so I have a picture of each person in the church, and then, you know, it has their phone number right underneath. So, I'm just going to get started on that, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to answer, so it's okay.
We're sorry.
Of course.
Your call cannot be completed.
Motherfucker. Oh, and this is submitted. I think I did a church directory recently that the same guy submitted to me. His name is Poop on a Rope. He wants me to change my caller ID to 666-666-6666. But no, I changed my caller ID to the church number. So far, it's not going well. The first person is disconnected. And I can't cross these numbers out because, you know... It's a PDF file. It's on the web.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don. It's Roy from the church.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
You're behind on your tithes. You're supposed to have... We're going to have to send you to collections because you haven't been...
Oh, okay.
Sending your money
sure.
in, you know?
Yeah. All right.
And we can't have that. If you want to go
to... Well, I'm glad you noticed that.
Of course. Yeah, we always notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you want to go to heaven, you need to pay up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure I've sent it to the Rome post office box, I guess.
What are you talking about? You don't just donate in church when the collection plate comes around?
No, I mail mine in.
Oh, okay. That seems like a hobo way to do it, but whatever. Whatever you want to do. We're not getting it from you. So you need to step up your game, motherfucker.
Okay.
All right.
You want to tell me who this is?
I already told you. Remember? My name is Roy.
Mm-hmm. Roy what?
No, it would be Roy who. I'm not a what, I'm a who. It's very rude of you to say Roy what. All right, well, that's all I needed to say, and I hope you have a nice week, and I guess we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I doubt that.
And give my love to Darlene.
Who is this?
Roy.
Roy who?
Correct. H-O-O. All righty, then. So thank you very much for listening to me. And you have a nice day.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts. You're nuts. You're the one that's not even paying your money, paying your dues. Oh, he hung up. Original Cactus wants me to say that the church is merging with the Westboro... Oh, wait, no. With Islam. Women need to be covered. Didn't we do that last time? Tithes. Sorry. It's not tides. Whatever.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Hey.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to be merging with Islam starting next week. So if you guys...
Oh, we are, are we?
Yep, yep. If you come in next week, you know, Beverly, she needs to be completely covered except for her face. Preferably just her eyes should be showing.
So you can keep an eye out for her.
What?
So you can keep an eye out for her, right?
Fun. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, Islam is not a joke, and we're not going to be doing stuff like that anymore, so you need to cut it out.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Islam. Do you know what Islam is?
Yeah, but what's our involvement in this?
We're no longer a Baptist church. We're an Islam church. We're the first Islam church of...
Okay.
So, you know... Make sure Beverly is completely covered, and like in the church photo directory, for example, that I'm looking at right here, she's showing quite a bit of cleavage, and we can't have that here. This is a church. This is not a whorehouse.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Who are you?
This is Roy. Roy.
Roy what?
No, Roy who?
Yeah.
Why would you say Roy what?
Because I don't know what... This is very strange. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I go to the church. I work in the office.
Okay, Roy.
Yup.
I just can't place you.
Are you drunk right now?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
It sounds like you're drunk.
Season 5/18.
Sounds like you're just completely wasted.
Okay, so what is the context of all of this?
The context? I'm just letting you know we're converting to Islam.
Okay.
You're no longer allowed to use the word God or Jesus in our church.
Well, I guess we won't be showing up Sunday then.
Oh, you better show up.
Why is that?
Because you're a member here. You can't just leave.
Yeah, I will. That's crazy. Now, are you calling everybody or are you just singling me out?
No, it's everybody. What do you mean singling you out? We have to let everyone in the church know that we're converting to Islam. Everyone needs to cover up. Cover up their females.
Since we have a large congregation, then that's a pretty big task.
Well, we're doing our best, but you know, you're kind of making it not go so quickly since you're just sitting here chatting with me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, well, that's how about the Shroud of Turin? Will that work?
Yeah, sure, whatever. You're all so right. Funny. That's why we love you, Michael.
I try not to be. I love you too.
Okay.
You never did tell me your last name.
Oh, I know. I don't want to.
Oh, really?
So you're being all weird about this.
At least I won't.
Here, I'm gonna call Mike since you just want to sit here and chat all day. You can help me tell
that'll
Mike.
That'll work.
The same.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. He probably won't.
Bye bye.
No, no, it's okay. You can hang out. You can stay here while we call Mike. It's fine.
I don't know who Mike you're calling.
Mike Allen. He goes to the church too.
Al? Oh.
He's the next on the list.
I think he was Jehovah's Witness, didn't he?
Probably.
This is Mike. You may leave a message.
Damn it. Damn it, Mike. All right, I'm hanging up on you now.
All right, appreciate it, Roy.
Bye. Maybe we could, like, call up these church people and quiz them on Bible trivia. Like, okay, I'm gonna type into Google, Bible trivia. Bible facts, Bible trivia questions. Oh, this one's a game. Select difficulty. I'm going to do a beginner. Start the quiz. Who was Abram's first wife? Oh, it doesn't give me answers, though. I got to take a quiz. Okay, never mind on that one. I want to test out people's religious knowledge. Bible ball, Bible Jeopardy. Oh, these are games. I don't want a game. I want a list of questions. I sure don't know the answer to anything. These are all just questions. I want answers, goddammit. Does the Bible contradict itself? These aren't real questions. Did God create a second Adam? Where is the tree of life? That sounds like a good basic question, even though the answer is like, holy shit, 10 paragraphs long. Alright, maybe my idea is stupid. Women in the Bible. Jesus the healer. Alright, fuck that idea. It's just not going to work. Let's call the next people.
Hello?
Hello, is this Karen?
Hey, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen. It's Roy from the church.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. I just needed to call you and let you know that we have security cameras in the church, and we saw you... We saw you taking extra communion stuff, like extra wafers. And you can't do that.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the church. It's against the law.
Roy from the church.
And if you want to sit here and laugh at me about it, you know, maybe we'll involve the police. We don't want to involve the police, but if we have to, it's what we'll do.
Roy from what church? Are you kidding?
No, of course not. I'm from the Baptist. First Baptist.
What Baptist?
The First Baptist.
Roy who?
Correct. H-O-O.
Who are you?
Roy who? We just we don't want to... Okay. Yeah, I think I really need some ideas here, you guys. I'm doing terrible at this. Tell them that she had a satanic bookmark in her Bible. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Gina?
This is Monica.
Oh, hey, Monica. This is Roy from the church.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. We noticed, on the security cameras when you were in here the last time, you had your Bible, but you had a satanic bookmark. It had Harry Potter on it. And that's not we don't allow anything Harry Potter related in our church.
I'm sorry, what?
We're not Satanists here. I'm completely serious. We saw the Harry Potter bookmark in your Bible, and that's against our policy here. That goes
sounds like a prank call.
No,
but
it goes against the Ten Commandments. You want to go to hell?
Oh, you're right. I don't want to go to hell. But first of all, we don't even like Harry Potter, so I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Oh, why do you have the Harry Potter bookmark then?
Well, we didn't.
Somebody in your family did. We saw it on the security cameras. Were you just borrowing one of your family members' Bibles?
Okay, first of all, we don't like Harry Potter, so that can't even be a thing.
Nobody in your family likes Harry Potter.
No.
Not even
no
secretly? One. Like, is it not allowed in your family?
Actually, yes, because Mom wouldn't let us watch it, so...
Okay. Yeah. She's so controlling. Like, even in church.
Sometimes she is. Yeah. But you should kind of deal with that.
You should run away from home immediately.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, we have a VeggieTales bookmark, if you need to borrow that.
Oh, you know what? I probably will come in and get that, because, you know, I need to throw away the Harry Potter bookmark, so.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You're not allowed to have that in our church.
Oh, okay, and so you're calling me about a Harry Potter bookmark in my Bible, but you just cussed, so I don't know about that.
That's not cussing. You know, the Bible says you can't take the name of the Lord in vain. I didn't. There's no such thing as cussing in the Bible. You fucking idiot.
But that word is not in my vocabulary. So.
Well, then how do you even know it's a curse word if it's not in your vocabulary? Like, how would you even know it? How'd you recognize it? I think you're lying.
Well, I think this is ridiculous, so I'm going to hang up.
All right. Whatever. At least I'm not a Satanist.
Oh, well, I'm not either, so good talking to you.
Why don't you go say your Harry Potter magic spells? The next two people, they are very old. It's just two people in the picture. David and Phyllis. What should I say, everyone? Tell them the pastor has a secret gay lover and that I'm the lover. Okay. Why not? I don't even know the pastor's name, though. This church is kind of huge, and it seems like there was a lot of names. I couldn't... Well, let me look.
All tops.
Hey, David. It's Roy from the church.
Roy.
Yep, Roy.
Roy who? I'm sorry.
Oh, Roy Gerbel.
What church? Our church?
Yeah, your church. Same church as you. I go to the church with you and Phyllis.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
Your name isn't ringing a bell with me. I'm sorry, Roy. You've got to forgive me.
Oh.
How do I know you?
Oh, I'm just supposed to call up everyone and let them know about things.
Oh. Okay. What are you calling to let me know?
We're converting. We're no longer a Baptist church. We're going to be converting to a religion based on Harry Potter. Based on the Harry Potter mythology. So next week when you come in... We're going to expect you to, instead of bringing a Bible, can you bring Volume 1, the first Harry Potter book, The Chamber of Secrets?
Is this some kind of a joke?
No, of course not. No, we don't joke about religion here, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. I just, I don't have a Harry Potter book, and I have no clue who you are, and I have no clue why you're calling me.
Well, so, you could go. I already told you why I'm calling. I told you who I am, and he hung up. That was Simplex's idea. So the next person is a family of three. I like Fux's idea. I think I'm going to try that. If I can remember it. Nobody's believing me, though. That's the thing that sucks. Everyone thinks I'm full of crap.
Hello?
Hi, is this Connie?
Yes.
Hey, Connie, it's Roy from the church.
Hey, how are you, Roy?
I'm not too bad. I just needed to let you know I'm calling up everyone and letting them know about a special guest we're having next week.
Okay.
We're going to have Alfonso Ribeiro. He's known as the Carlton on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's going to be...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be making an appearance at the church on Sunday. Are you going to be here this coming Sunday?
Yes,
Okay, great. Yeah, he's going to be doing the Carlton dance. As an act of worship.
Yeah.
And I need to let you know not to comment on his cold sore, and you cannot look into his eyes. Don't look directly at him, and don't speak to him, because he's very particular about that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just make sure, don't comment on the cold sore. It's just a cold sore, that's all it is.
Okay. All right.
All right, and no flash photography.
Okay.
And you're going to need to pick which group you're in. Gryffindor, Slytherin. There's four of them. Oh, I can't even remember the other ones right now. But,
okay.
What do you think? Gryffindor or Slytherin?
Slytherin.
Okay, Slytherin. Yeah, figures. That's the evil one.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Yep. Yep, that's going to be part of his program thing. Hufflepuff. You want to be Hufflepuff?
Sure.
No, you're going to be Slytherin. You already picked.
Oh, okay.
All right, so yeah, next week, Carlton's going to be here. He's going to be doing the Carlton dance in 2 days.
Okay.
So make sure you're here.
All right.
And just don't try to talk to him.
Okay.
Because he's above you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, no, he's right. Seriously, he's a celebrity. He's on a whole other level.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You don't have to be a jerk about it. This is the worst show ever. Nothing's working. Nothing. I should just do pizzas. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do pizzas. This is all G-Ad's fault for not showing up.
Hello?
Hi, Rusty?
Well, hello. Who's this?
This is Roy from the church.
Well, Roy, it is so good to hear from you.
Oh,
thanks. Are you doing good tonight?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you doing?
Well, doing great, Roy. I'm glad you called because I was wanting to say something to you.
Okay. What do you...
Ready?
Yep, go ahead. Was that a whistle? Did I get whistled twice in the same month? All right, I think they're starting to call people. Was that a whistle, everyone, or was that just, was that a wet fart or something? It doesn't even hurt. What is that supposed to do? I can't even hear it. I gotta call once more. Oh, no. Whoa. That wasn't even a fax machine. See, his whatever computer modem thing he has hooked up to his line, that's louder than the whistle. All right, moving on to the next ones.
Hello.
Hi, Billy.
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to find out what you're going to be wearing on Sunday when you come.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, what colors... Are you going to wear a dress? Just need to write it down on my notes.
I think you might have the wrong number, reckon.
Oh, this isn't Billy.
Yes?
Oh, okay, no, I've got the right number. I just need to find out what you're wearing this Sunday.
Well, I'm really not sure yet.
Oh, can we figure it out real quick? We're going to be color coordinating from now on every week.
You mean in the audience?
Yeah, we're going to separate everyone by color.
Okay.
Color of clothes. It's not a racist thing. You don't have to giggle like that.
I'll wear a blue skirt and a white jacket, I guess.
Okay, what shade of blue?
Light blue.
Turquoise or baby blue?
Almost turquoise.
Okay, and what color is your underwear going to be?
My underwear?
That's important. We have to write everything. You can't lie. It's very important. Because even though we can't see your underwear, God can see your underwear, and he wants to know what color of underwear you're gonna have on this Sunday.
Well, I just don't believe that I'm going to say that. I mean, I don't really know who you are. What's your last name?
My last name is Atkins.
I'll call you back later.
Why? Why can't you just answer my question? I need to know what Charles is going to wear, too.
Well, I'll just have to call you back.
If Charles is going to sit next to you, he has to wear light blue pants and a white top.
Are you calling from the church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll call you back later.
Why? No, thank I'm not going to be... I'm busy. I have to call everyone in the church and find out what they're wearing.
No, I'm not going to do that. Thank you.
Okay, well, can you just tell me what Charles is going to wear? Does he have blue pants, light blue pants? Did she fart? Or is that a whistle again? That guy, Rusty, he thinks he really pulled one over on me. He's going to be telling people about that for years. Yeah, I got a prank call once. Guess what I did? I blew a whistle into the phone. And that worked. Because it's still the 70s. Thanks whoever had that idea in the chat room to ask what color they're going to wear. I forget who it scrolled away.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, it's Roy from the church.
Yeah?
And I just need to know this Sunday what you're going to be wearing.
I don't know.
Well, can you figure it out real quick? We're going to be color coordinating the audience.
The audience.
The congregation, excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want me to wear?
The customers, basically. Anything you want. We just need to know so we can color coordinate the audience, the congregation.
Well.
What color shirt, first of all?
Well, like I say, I don't have any idea. I hadn't really thought about what I was going to wear to church.
Okay. Well, open your closet. Let's figure it out. I swear, you people.
Okay, what's going on?
Does Pat know what she's going to wear? Maybe Pat's more, you know, on top of things.
It's from First Baptist Church.
Yup.
Somebody's trying to pull one on me.
What? I'm not pulling one on you. I'm just asking this is a simple question.
Yeah, just a simple question. What am I going to wear to church?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What did I wear last Sunday?
KKK sheets. Don't think we didn't notice.
Yeah, I wore...
We could tell it
was
you.
I wore black last Sunday.
No, we could tell it was you in the KKK sheets by how little of tithes you gave.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yep. So do we.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yes, sir. Oh, shoot. Well, you got one on me now. I hope you enjoy it.
I really do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, tell me what you want me to wear, Biggin, and I'll wear it.
You're not allowed to wear blue. We've already got enough people wearing blue.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Anything but blue would be good.
Well, let's see. How about green?
Okay, that works. If you want to increase the chances of you and Pat getting to sit together, you both should wear the same colors.
Okay. Well, I don't think she has the same color of green. No, she's shaking her head. No, she don't have any green.
Okay, well, pick
so
a different color.
Green. Huh?
Pick a different color.
Pick a different color. Well, let's see.
Just come naked.
The week before that, I wore orange.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
And Tennessee orange, too. Watch your mouth.
Okay.
Be respectful.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to insult that Tennessee orange, whatever
where you live.
The fuck that means.
Huh?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, don't forget where you live.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a sports thing, Tennessee orange? I don't even know.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
It's probably a horrible team.
You said I couldn't wear blue, though.
Well, we'd prefer not, because everyone wears blue. Quit being such a goddamn poser.
Yeah, let's see.
And you know what? You shouldn't be wearing orange to church. This is not a sports rally. It's a fucking church, okay?
Well, it's Tennessee orange, so, you know...
That has nothing to do with Jesus.
On Memorial Day, they said, well, how come you're not wearing the American flag or wearing something more patriotic?
That's illegal.
Are you kidding? I said, Tennessee orange Tennessee orange.
Oh, God, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
You don't get better than that.
Shut up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so not orange. What's it going to be? Green?
Nah, it ain't going to be green.
Can I talk to Pat?
No, nah. Yeah, let's see.
Can you wear Jesus blood red, the blood of Jesus red?
We don't want to be sacrilegious now.
Oh, yeah, because, We don't have communion once a month.
Yeah, well, actually, we don't be...
Same thing.
We all like a joke as good as the next guy, but we don't want to get sacrilegious.
That's true, yeah, okay, sorry. I shouldn't have ever mentioned Jesus' blood, because they don't ever say, talk about Jesus' blood in church, of course.
Well, we do, but we don't do it sarcastically, right?
Of course not, no. No, I was just asking. Okay. I was just making a suggestion.
Yeah, I know.
Wear a jacket that's the red blood of Jesus. And then, like, maybe you should get one custom made and it has, like, Jesus stitched all over it, the name Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we took it far enough.
Did you know orange is the new black?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we took it far enough.
Okay, but did you know orange is the new black? And he's gone. Jesus would wear the blood of Jesus red jackets. You know? It's Dr. L's fault that guy hung up on me. Wow, this is a huge church director. I'm going to skip ahead a few letters. Because I think they're calling people. I've never heard of Tennessee Orange. What's the team in Tennessee? I'm ready to quit. 7:30. Where the fuck's Neon? Neon said she was going to do a show. I want to play some GTA or something. I want to do, like, maybe one more call before I quit for the night. Because, holy crap, it's been 2 hours now. I know it's been a shitty 2 hours, and I really seriously apologize to everyone for the shittiness of the past 2 hours. Nobody's been answering. Everyone knows it's a joke. Everyone's being alerted about my pranks.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Who?
Roy from the church.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel. I'm just...
What?
No, who?
Who is this?
This is Roy Gerbel from the First Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to... I'm calling everyone to let you know. We're just required to let you know. They're making me call everyone and letting you know that we have a sex offender in the church. A sexual predator.
Now, is this another one of those crank calls? I don't even want to listen to this.
Well, no, it's not a crank call, ma'am. I just needed to let you know about the sexual predator that's going to be attending our church from now on. We have to let you know. It's a law.
Who are you? What'd you say your name was again?
Roy Gerbel.
And what do you do up there?
I work in the security department.
Let me ask my husband if he knows you.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. I'm just passing along a message.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jack?
Yes.
Hey, Jack. This is Roy Gerbel from the church.
Okay. What about it?
Okay. Well, I was trying to tell Barbara, and she just freaked out on me and started getting really rude and everything.
Well, what are you calling for?
I was calling to let you know that you guys are really behind on your tithes.
You're kidding me.
No, of course not. No, you're...
Well, I tell you what you do. You write me a check for $1,000.
No.
And put it in my post office box.
That's not the way it works, idiot. What are you talking about? Why would I give you money? You're the...
Why would you ask money from a church?
Because you're supposed to give us money every week, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and we're going to kick you out if you don't cut it out.
Okay.
You don't catch up
kick
on your tithes.
Out. Kick me out.
Oh, don't think we won't.
All right.
You know,
when are you going to do it?
You think you can just get away with not giving your 20%? Is that what it is?
20%? You don't even know what tithing is.
Of course I do.
What is it?
You have to give us all your money. And you're not doing the job you're supposed to do. What good are you to our congregation if you can't give us money?
I don't know.
All right. I know they say 10%, but I would suggest 20%. Because you think they're going to let you into heaven if you only give 10%? That's bullshit.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a caller ID.
Oh, shit.
And we'll see what happens.
Oh, no. They're only going to let you into 10% of heaven. Is that what you want?
I don't even want to talk to you about it.
Okay, well, yeah, put Barbara back on. Guess what, everyone? It's the end of the show. Sorry that you had to miss it all, Mr. Smorgon, because, I mean, this is pretty much the best show I've ever done. This is amazing. Anyone who missed the live version of this show really missed out, so sucks to be you, Mr. Smorgon. But it's past 7:30. It's way too long for me to keep going. I've been doing this for 2 hours now. This is and it's been so great that I don't think I can just we can't handle any more greatness. That's what it is. So I'm gonna log off. But the good news is that Neon, same thing. Neon's gonna start doing a show immediately after I log off. So keep listening, and you will hear the Neon show, and I'm willing to bet that she will have more people answer the phone than I did. So be looking forward to a lot of not phones ringing and not answering machines and disconnected messages, because it's the Neon show. Woohoo! Bye, everyone.
When I was a boy, I was full of joy. I wanted to go to heaven. But now I don't care, cause Pat Robertson's there, and all of his blathering brethren. Billions of years on a cloud with no beer, and you gotta hear all them ramble. Puff puff, I fold, smoke cigarettes and gamble. Puff puff, I'll check. Smoke cigarettes and gamble.
Please fill out the visitor card.
When I was a lad, I was very glad. My wee days were carefree and dandy. Kissing the feet of hobos on the street and handing out sweet treats of candy.
Good morning, starshine.
But then, as a man, every man for himself, let those wolves die in the bramble. Puff puff.
Why are you crying?
I'll check.
Because of this?
Smoke cigarettes and gamble. Puff puff,
statistics for race,
I'll raise
every four presentations.
Smoke cigarettes and
one
gamble.
Person would say yes.
And now I'm a ghost, and ghost rappy's so close to winning this bounty.
Gold and silver.
I need two pairs of fives, and I'm still alive. If the house don't catch me counting, if I'm caught counting cards, I'll get thrown in the yard. Wouldn't that be quite a scandal?
Alas.
Puff puff, I'll raise. Smoke cigarettes and gamble. Puff puff, I win. Smoke cigarettes and gamble.
إلا أنها من أبشر الحملات وأخيبها ونرى أمريكا وحلفائها يتخبطون بين الخوف والضعف والعجز.
If I'm caught counting cards, I'll get thrown in the yard. Wouldn't that be quite a scandal? Puff puff, I'm in. Smoke cigarettes
and fuck her right in the pussy
and gamble. Gamble.
You shut up, you put your pants on, you get a job, you grow up, and maybe one day you can love a woman.